I knew it might be my last day. I mean, I could die any moment.
21-year-old Muzaffar Ahmed was at his mosque in Model Town in Lahore when gunmen entered.
The firing became so much, so intense, so the cleric died instantly. I heard a man calling, "Oh, my beloved Murabbi Sahab, oh, my beloved."
Muzaffar was shot in the back. He tells me how somehow, amid the chaos, he grabbed the gun from the man shooting.
With my right hand, I grabbed his the neck and shoulder, and I threw him down. When I grabbed the gun, my hands were all burned. I also have the scars now, if you can see.
93 people were killed that day in coordinated attacks on this mosque and another nearby. Taliban militants were held responsible.
It was an incident. I mean, no one would ever like to think of. I was traumatized for many months afterwards. I could not eat, could not sleep. I had nightmares. I went to the hospital and there was, oh my God, dead bodies coming in. There were so many injured people. The beds were shared.
Ahmadis have long been the victims of persecution in Pakistan and elsewhere. They believe their founder, Mirza Ghulam Ahmed, was a prophet, whereas other Muslims believe the last prophet was Muhammad. In Pakistan, they were officially declared non-Muslim by law in 1974. Frequently, goods made by Ahmadis there are boycotted. Closer to home, in Yorkshire recently, protests were mounted when an Ahmadi group held a Quranic exhibition.
And do you live close to the mosque now?
I live close to the mosque and I attend every prayer.
Muzaffar recently arrived in London. He's waiting to find out if his asylum application has been successful.
Does it upset you? Does it make you angry that you have to leave the country where you were born?
Well, I have had many good experiences in my country. I had many friends, but many bad things also. It's fine here, and the rules regarding religion are very good. I mean, I have a freedom of speech. I went to the Wandsworth Council. During the appointment, the lady asked, "What religion is yours?" I said, "I'm an Ahmadi." I asked her, "Do you know about Ahmadiyyat?" She said, "No," and she took interest.
Though Ahmadis are not always welcomed in the UK, Muzaffar says life here is far better than it was back home.
It was really, really hard for me and my family to live at peace there.
Do you feel free now you're here?
I mean, yeah, obviously.